Jesus calls. Jesus calls. Mark, Matthew, and Luke tell us how Jesus began to call those 12 men to follow him, to be his companions. For 3 years, they didn't know it was going to be such a short time. So let's set the scene. Let's see that moment. Have any of you been to the Holy Land and seen the Sea of Galilee, have you? So you'll picture this beautifully. If anyone else wants to picture it, perhaps you've seen pictures of it, you've watched films where this particular story has been told. If you want to close your eyes to picture it, please do. But do not nod off, because I'll know the difference. But just picture the scene with, let's go back. Let's go back to that moment. See this Sea of Galilee. See the sun shining on the water. There are boats out on the lake. People are fishing. That's their livelihood. There are boats at the shore. They are unloading the catch that they've had, probably fishing all night. On the shore, there are people mending nets, cleaning nets. Picture that scene. It was a day like any other. Leave it there just for a moment. And let's just think of Jesus and use our imagination. I'm sure that Jesus had listened to John the Baptist, had heard him preach, but I wonder if John and Jesus had met as they grew up. They were related after all. I wonder, I like to think they did, because they were both very special, babies, boys, men. Jesus was in their lives. I'm sure that both Mary and Elizabeth had told their sons what had happened to them. They must have done, surely. Because you remember when Mary was told she was going to bear God's son. She was also told that her cousin Elizabeth, far, far too old to bear children, was actually expecting a baby, a very special baby. And so we think of this every Christmas. Mary went to visit Elizabeth. And we're told that those two women, you can imagine them hugging and looking at each other. And Elizabeth said that the moment Mary told her what was to happen to her, Elizabeth said she felt the baby move within her. So there's this connection between the mothers and the sons. I like to imagine that they did meet as they grew. As I say, they both knew they were very special, that God was in their lives. And so John, as he grew, began to realise that he was going to have to really tell others how God had entered his life. I wonder how he was first received as he went round, as he started to preach and tell people that the Messiah that they'd looked for generations was coming soon. We know that there were great crowds that followed him. that were so moved by his words they wanted to be baptized by him. And then came that day when John was baptizing as he did every day. People came because they thought he was the Messiah, and he said, "No, no, I am not the Messiah. I am preparing a way for him. He will come soon. He will come." And then, as John baptized, one day he looked up and looked into the eyes of Jesus. Their eyes met. And John said, "I can't baptize you. You must baptize me." Because he knew immediately who this was. And Jesus said no. And Matthew tells us that Jesus said, "Let it be for now. In this way we shall do all that God requires." So John agreed and baptized Jesus. We do have an account that in that moment the heavens opened and a voice said, "This is my beloved Son." But they both knew. Now let's picture the scene. Jesus went from there, from the river, into the wilderness. And we shall be looking at this in these coming weeks, where Jesus went into the wilderness and was sorely tempted. But he remained firm and strong in God's power. And towards the end of all these temptations, Matthew tells us that Jesus said, "Go away, Satan. The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left Jesus, and angels came and helped him. I wonder how long Jesus had known who he was. And how much did he know, I wonder, of what lay ahead? So now he begins his work. We are told that Jesus begins his work in Galilee, and we heard Nancy reading those words. He knew that John had been put in prison for all that he was saying and doing. But it didn't deter him, of course it didn't. Now he went about his business. Jesus calls, and now he began to call those first disciples. We're told of these four fishermen. "Now come back with me to Lake Galilee and see that scene again. And now see Jesus in the picture as he walked along the shore. And he watched people as they fish, as they cleaned their nets, whatever they were doing. And first of all, he came upon two brothers, Peter and Andrew. And he said to them, Leave your nets, come and follow me." And they did. Had they seen him before? Had they heard him before? I wonder. But there was something about this man they couldn't refuse. And so they left the only life they'd ever known and they followed him. And a bit further along, there were their friends, another set of brothers, James and John, and Zebedee, their father. Zebedee must have been so proud of his sons. You know, they were taking over his business in time. This is what happened with those fishermen. For generations after generation after generation, they fished. This was their livelihood, their lives. But no, Jesus was there. And Jesus was calling. And Jesus now called James and John and said, leave your boats, leave your nets, come and follow me. And they did. I always feel sorry for poor Zebedee here, their father, you know, thinking that this was his future. And now his sons were actually leaving him and following this man. For Jesus had called them. And then they watched as Jesus went on to call others. And those 12 were so different, when you think about it, so different, as we are all so very different. And now they watched and they learnt as Jesus preached and taught, as he challenged, as he healed. And they watched as others were called. Not just the disciples, but many people's lives were changed forever by this man. Now, in the coming weeks, we will go on this last part of the journey with him, as we always do, in our imagination. Tuesday, it's Pancake Tuesday, isn't it? This coming Tuesday. So it all begins now. Most people won't have a clue what it's all about. I see you smiling. Do you like pancakes? But this is wonderful because now we have this celebration, but it's for a purpose. It's preparing us for this time of Lent. Every year we do this journey. Every year. And we will watch as we hear the same story. We will watch as people went crazy on Palm Sunday, thinking this was the King riding in glory. We will watch in these coming weeks how things began to change drastically. Jesus knew that the authorities were planning, and I think he knew exactly what lay ahead. But the disciples really didn't. He tried to tell them, especially at that Last Supper that they had. They didn't know it's to be their Last Supper with him, but it was. And this was such a different meal that they were having. It was in an upper room of someone's house. And there they were, all together. These very different men who Jesus had called. And this time, as he broke the bread, he said something very disturbing. He said, I want you to do this in the future. And remember how my body was broken for you. His body broken? I mean, there he was. 33, vigorous, strong. His gnarled hands where he worked in the carpenter shop, blessing them as he had done many times. But his body broken. And then he took the wine and he said, in future do this and remember how my blood was shed for you. His blood was shed. We know the story, they didn't. They had no idea what he was trying to say to them. So see that scene. And in these coming weeks, we will see what happened next. And we will see betrayal. We will see fear and confusion. Once again, we will, in imagination, go to the cross, as we do every year. We will see Jesus crucified, this amazing, amazing man, the Messiah crucified. But we will see on the third day how he rose again from death itself. And we will see again how he came and went. The disciples never knew when he was coming. We have very few reports of those moments, but I think there were many more. For example, when did he show himself to his mother? That must be an amazing scene. But we don't know, and I'm glad we don't. But he did. He came and he went. One moment he was there, another he was gone. But then there came that day where he said, "This is it. Now I'm going to be with my Father. You will not see me anymore, not like this. But you will see me in heaven." So they had these promises. We have these promises. So Jesus called, and Jesus calls today. Think for a moment. When did he first make himself known to you? When? And how? Was it sudden? Was it slow? Was it through another person? Was it through circumstances? How did you come to answer his call? Sorry to team, but I'm going to be personal, because it's your special day. Jesus called her to be a local preacher. When he first did it, were you a bit, "Oh, ho, ho, can't do that"? Yeah, me too. I expect Cynthia was as well. But I fought him for a solid year. I knew what he was wanting me to do, and I didn't want to do it. I was going to go on the stage and be famous. I wasn't going to preach, or no way. But you see, he has his way. Jesus calls. Jesus has called each one of you, I imagine. That's why you're here. I come to be with others who feel as I do. And I'm sure that this afternoon there are going to be many people coming to see Diptima, accredited now as a fully-fledged local preacher. She's studied, she's worked, she's had a really rough time sometimes, but here she is, and it's her day today. And we're going to rejoice in this moment. Jesus calls each one of us. Just think, when did he call you? And how have you responded? It doesn't happen just that once. It goes on and on and on. We sang, "I heard the voice of Jesus." We do hear his voice when we listen. And we sang, "Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night." He does bid us shine. So now we have got to go out there and tell people who perhaps couldn't care less, don't want to know. Somehow we've got to get his message across to them. Somehow we've got to show that Jesus has changed our lives, and he can change many more. So are we ready for him to use us? Oh, I hope so.